Chapter 3. Max had to lean forward to hear what Olivier and Leia were saying. She was curious to see if she could follow their French before joining in. Occasionally, a worker in the vineyards would wave, and she would stick up her hand. The car slowed as Leia followed the directions on her GPS. Then she spoke to Olivier in French. Hans Keller is coming with the determination to purchase De Saint-Pern. I might consider his offer and move to California with Ted.
That counts as two wild cards. I hate to sound like your sister, but aren't you going a little too fast?
Leia laughed.
Are you referring to my car or my life?
She grew more serious. Maybe being on the verge of 40 has something to do with it. Now that you've cut the strings from Deanne, don't you have a desire to be a little wild? Max's ears pricked up.
Wild. Bordeaux will be a change.
Oh, Olivier, I'm not talking about a move like that. You need somebody to loosen you up, the way Ted is teaching me to be more casual, to have fun.
I never realized that was a problem for you.
She turned a hard stare on him, but her face softened when she saw that he meant no harm. She wheeled into the area designated for private planes and stopped.
That has to be him,
she said, looking at the tall, slender man speaking to an airport employee. He turned and put up his hand. Leia said to the back seat, in English,
Sorry for all the French. We'll be switching to English.
Max knew they had assumed from her petit prince remark that she was